RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Partee, Paul Gallant, Colin Neal, they are in for Reggie Atatula, John Lopez, and Figgy Fig. Today they are in the loop, and they start now.
Boom! In the loop you are. Paul Gallant, Chris Partee. Fun day of sports yesterday on Christmas Day.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
You weren't able to watch all the sports. We tried our best to
it
see
was tough.
As much as we could. That's right. It was tough. I had to check my phone occasionally. The girlfriend had to watch the Christmas movie of all Christmas movies, A White Christmas, which okay. I hadn't watched in a really long time. Took her to see it on Saturday. I gotta say, I watched the movie and I became as outraged as she was about some things that were not held true to the
uh-oh.
Actual musical version that were in the movie. But we did watch some of the sporting events that took place yesterday. You had a bunch of NBA games. So let's start with what the Rockets did.
Yeah.
The Rockets have been playing like doo-doo of late, but they go and they handle the Los Angeles Lakers, Chris, to the point where J.J. Redick was being a meanie, a Grinch, to his beloved players after the game. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but coming out of this game, Chris, you had a question about the Houston Rockets. What is that question?
Yeah, so after the game, I'm watching the post-game show, and this was brought up with Charles Barkley, Shaq, and the fellas. Do the Rockets need to go out and make a move for a point guard? An actual, I guess, they didn't say traditional, but I'm guessing that's what Charles Barkley was getting, a traditional point guard.
Okay.
Do you think that is the case with the Rockets right now?
It's tricky question, because on one hand, you want to bet on Reed Sheppard to continue to get better and to continue to develop. But at the same time, sometimes you see Reed Sheppard out there, and while he is pretty competent, I think, defensively when it comes to his active hands, his ability to block shots, on the other side of things, he's a smaller guy.
Yeah.
And in today's NBA, a smaller guy, that guy is found very quickly and usually attacked some more yeah. defensively. You could definitely do better at the point guard position. I guess the real question is, logistically, can you make a trade
yeah.
happen for a guy that can really help you out the rest of the way? Is a team going to be willing to part ways with the point guard in December? Are you going to have to continue to wait until maybe right up to the trade deadline before you go get somebody?
Yeah.
That way, some desperate team that stinks right now who wants to strip off parts can give you to him on maybe give you a point guard on a bargain or some sort of deal?
Maybe. I think one of the key words you used there was about Reed Sheppard is developing. He's still developing. You know what I mean? Like, that's the tough thing. If I'm not sure he's in that position yet. Obviously, he's not a Fred VanVleet who's been in the league for, 10, 12 years, whatever, probably longer than that now. He's not in that position right now. I don't think he's going to be the guy that can push them to where they're going to be that championship contender right now.
Gotcha, okay.
He's still working on it. I mean, he's his third year in the league?
Or second.
Second year.
Yeah.
Second year in the league. So I don't really expect that from him. Now, you mentioned his defense. He's been better defensively than I thought he would be this year. He's been a lot better, but he is a smaller guy. Not that Fred VanVleet is the biggest guy, but Fred VanVleet, defense is one of his calling cards, and he's also a veteran.
Yeah.
You miss that as well.
The veteran is the big thing that you're missing with Fred VanVleet, because there are times where this team looks completely directionless when they have the ball, and you're wondering, all right, well, who is supposed to be the guy? Because optimally you would like to be Kevin Durant, but Kevin Durant's probably about 5 years past the point of him having the offense go entirely through him.
That's never really been his game, to be the guy to get everyone into an offense.
No, I understand what you're saying there.
Yeah, that's
I'm just saying
his game.
You look at what he is, and maybe that's something that comes to mind. You're like, well, he's one of the greatest scorers in NBA history. Let's
he is that,
through
yeah.
him. But is it Amen Thompson? Amen Thompson doesn't have range in his game. The shot is going to take, I think, a while to catch up to the athleticism. I think this is maybe 2 to 3 years down the road.
If
that
you're not a shooter, it takes a while to become one.
For sure. It's not like you can't become one, but is it
takes a while.
Expecting it to happen this year, like I think a lot of people did after one offseason, no, that
didn't happen overnight.
Crazy. Right.
Jason Kidd, it took him until like year 10, 11 to become a spot-up shooter when he was with the Dallas Mavericks. It was actually longer than that.
Right.
He came into the league. You knew he could not shoot.
Right.
That was what people were like, oh, Jason Kidd can't shoot, but he did everything else well, but yeah, so no. Amen Thompson becoming that guy that you can count on to make consistent jump shots, especially from three, we may be another 2 years away from that, maybe even three.
I think I'd lean towards three.
Okay.
It just takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time. So
I love his game.
A guy
but
like
he's just not there yet.
And if the offense is running through him, you know, we've seen this in the past with Ben Simmons and all sorts of other point guards who maybe can't
get started on Ben Simmons fishing expeditions.
Guys like that who can't shoot, well, they ultimately hold the team back in a way, because imagine the offense is going through a guy that nobody respects from outside the arc.
You get singled out.
Right.
It's like, okay, yeah, let him shoot.
Yeah. And Amen Thompson did take two threes last night. He missed both of them. And I think some people would say, I don't really want him to take one three.
Right.
I'm happy with him being confident enough to take him, but over the course of this season, to where we've been, to where we're at right now, like he's stunk from outside. He had a couple of good games early on, and it's been pretty rough comparatively to that start.
I mean, do you just attribute that to a sophomore slump? Wait, no, this is his third year, so not a sophomore slump.
I just think he's not a three-point shooter. He could be someday. I have all the respect in the world for Thompson. I think he's the most athletic player in the league, but I think that's
really the most athletic in the league.
I think in terms of the size, speed, everything that he's got.
Okay.
Like that's,
I mean, he's up there.
Yeah, that's who
that's
you,
high praise, though.
That's the create. I feel that way. I felt that way last year. I think the defense that he's able to bring to the table is
that's
close to the top. I mean, there's obviously other guys that you can make an argument for, but I just think in terms of his speed, his ability to jump, all those things that he's got. He's got it great. But the three-point shot ain't there.
Yeah.
So to go back to your question, yeah, I mean, I don't know who that point guard is, but I think anyone who wants this team to go deep in the playoffs this year, especially after you saw what Jokic is doing again and 56 points
That guy.
And a Spurs team that beat the Thunder for the second time in basically a week. I mean, it's going to be tough to get through the West this year. And while you definitely are better with Kevin Durant aboard and with all these guys a year older and with Şengün having the offseason he's had and coming into this year the way he's been. Yeah, you need to have that one guy because it does feel very directionless at times.
Yeah. I have a guy in mind, but I might want to save it for later. I don't know if we're going to come back to this.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll plant that seed.
Yeah.
Chris Partee's guy. Who is that guy? Who is he?
Who is he?
Who's he going to be?
Who is he?
All right, I'm being Batman. Sorry, that's a little bit too much. Oh, Friday, everyone's like, okay, we're weaning our way back into real life after Christmas, okay, Paul? Relax.
Take it easy on us.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for Reggie and John in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We got Colin Neal behind the glass in for Figgy Fig. There were also some football games yesterday, and we will talk about Texans and Chargers. Huge playoff rematch coming up tomorrow. This is, in my opinion, the best game of the weekend, but I'm biased and we're all a little bit biased on that front.
It's up there.
It's a great game. It's a great rematch. But we had three games yesterday. And those three games, I got to say, they were actually enjoyable. And it is a sign that the NBA is kind of cooked when it comes to having Christmas Day to itself.
Don't say that!
Chris, I mean, those were games on the docket that looked bad. And yet, they were semi-competitive. I would say that the most disappointing game was the one that featured the only team that had playoff chances alive, at least until the game went down.
Oh, my goodness.
Vikings 23, Lions 10, RIP.
The Lion Cubs.
The Lions are back to being the Lions, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they're regressing?
With Jared Goff as your quarterback, there's only, I think, so far you can go. And then on top of that, defensively, they've just been disappointing. What is Dan Campbell and this Lions team going to be going forward without the coordinators that they lost? I would say right now they look like they miss both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, even if Glenn's struggling with the Jets.
The Jets are struggling, but Aaron Glenn is still a really good defensive coordinator. But I don't want to give the Lions excuses, but 2 years in a row now, they've had a lot of injuries on defense.
True.
They've had injuries on defense. I mean, that counts for something, but ultimately, one thing that I think has really come back to haunt or begun to haunt Dan Campbell is all the fourth downs he goes for and they don't convert. Because they haven't converted a lot, as many this year as last year. It doesn't seem like it.
They do it for the sake of doing it.
Do you think that's what it is? Point,
well, it's their identity. And they
it has become that.
We have to do it because that's what we say we are. And it's almost like, well, I'll look like a chicken if I don't do
you
it.
You wanted to say something else.
I did. You only use one bad word a segment. That's my new resolution.
That's your new resolution.
That I'm going to forget later on in the show.
Hold on. Colin, on Wednesday, did this man not tell us that he was not hating anymore, that the hate would be gone? What happened?
Have I hated on the air yet? I mean, I hated off the air. That's for sure.
It feels like you're kind of drifting that way.
I can't help myself.
Apparently.
I mean, you're going to say that, and then not even 20 minutes into the new year, it's gonna be back on.
Yeah, probably.
I can already see that happen.
Probably. We try very hard. We got so far, and in the end, it didn't really matter. Continuing through NFL games yesterday.
I love Metallica.
Cowboys 30, Washington 23. Okay. I mean, the Cowboys are out. But Dak Prescott's
both out.
I'm going to play the last game of the year, guys, for pride. I was annoyed by that just because of the fact that shouldn't you just play the last game of the year because you're under contract to do so? And the Chiefs, give them credit, third string quarterback and all, they had a chance to beat the 13-3 Denver Broncos last night. They were not able to pull it off. Broncos 20, Chiefs 13. Broncos are pretty close to having the one seed locked up, but they'll have to win the last game of the year to officially clinch it and get a little help from the New England Patriots. But in this game, Chris Aladokun threw for a whopping 3 yards per attempt, which is better than the guy in the Lions.
That's
did,
true.
Or, excuse me, the Vikings.
The Vikings.
Max Grosberg did.
That's true.
It was to no avail as the Broncos win that game. Travis Kelce after the game was being asked about retirement and no concrete answer.
No. What do you think
right now?
You think he's done?
I would not want to be on this Chiefs team going forward with what's clearly going to be a rebuild. I think I'd want to play elsewhere. He had an interesting cryptic answer on the New Heights podcast where when asked about his future, he said the Chiefs as if he weren't a part of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Is that because of retirement or is it because he wants to play somewhere else maybe next year? I don't know. But certainly a possibility with how emotional he was after the game yesterday.
I'm not sure of his contract situation. So, I mean, unless they would be willing to trade him somewhere.
Yeah.
I couldn't see that happening. Honestly, I don't think he's going to want to go out like this.
Not like this.
Seriously, though. I mean, the year after they had a great season, what, they win 15 games last year?
Mm-hmm.
14, 15, whatever
15.
It was. 15, yeah.
In the regular
15
season.
And 2, got to the Super Bowl. Now, they got waxed.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles gave it to him, but then to come back the next year and potentially go 6-11, I don't think he'll want to end his career on that note. At least end it with a playoff berth.
Yeah,
and go out in the postseason.
This is the final year of a 2-year contract he signed before last season.
Okay, thank you, Colin. So I mean,
maybe he signs elsewhere.
Maybe he signs elsewhere, or maybe this is like make a clean break. I'm done. My contract's up. There's nothing left on it. Time to go. I don't know.
Really, really depends on what his wife says, I would imagine. His future wife. His fiancé.
She's busy touring the world.
What?
Wait, what'd you say?
It's busy. What does she want? What does Taylor Swift want? I'm sorry.
She's busy touring the world.
Yeah, but
I mean, he needs to be busy too.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is the power dynamic in that family. Taylor Swift has the majority of the power, I'd imagine.
He seems like he's okay with that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not judging.
No, I just lost you at the future wife. I'm on the boat that they're not going to get married.
Wow, you don't believe in love, and people say I'm a hater.
Personally, yeah. I don't think they are either, Colin. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I don't think they're married.
Like Chris, I guess after Christmas, we're just both not believers of love.
I'm just bitter, but, you know.
I mean, listen, further proof that Travis Kelce is not Rob Gronkowski is if he's not able to close the deal here with the most important
deal.
The most important woman who's ever lived. And I say that because I know the power of the Swifties.
Don't make them mad.
No, I'm not making them mad. I'm not making them mad. You guys are kind of making them mad because you don't believe in
love. Guys, I mean, whoever is listening, the Swifties out there, we do actually believe in love, actually.
I like Taylor Swift a lot. I do.
Yeah, she's
good. I just don't think they're going to get married.
Got some bank. Oh, okay, damn. It's like, but it's like you don't believe in love. So the Swifties, he is Chris Partee. Chris Partee. Do not dox him. That's not cool, okay? Don't do that. I know you guys are thinking about it, but that was not said by Paul Gallant. We got Colin Neal behind the glass as well. In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It is a football Friday. Texans Chargers tomorrow. There is a big takeaway that I think we could all have. If the Texans do what they can do tomorrow against LA, what is that? I'll tell you on the flip side. Stick around.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Here's CJ in the gun, three receivers wide side, left one back, Dari. Stroud calls for the ball. And the ball goes through Stroud. He picks it up, scrambles out to the right side. Can he get rid of it? Airs it out downfield and caught at the 45-yard line and taken to the 50-yard line. X marks the spot. An amazing play for the Texans on third and long.
Rock!
rock and roll. It's a Friday. Got to get down on Friday. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. No John, no Reggie. You got Paul Gallant. You got Chris Partee. Texans Chargers tomorrow, SoFi Stadium in LA at 3:30. It's probably the best game of the NFL weekend, and we'll see if the Texans can do once again to the Chargers what they did in last year's playoffs. The Chargers are definitely thinking about that game last year. We will see if that added motivation, courtesy of that embarrassing memory and Jim Harbaugh being on their ass, will get them to be better. I think that a big takeaway we could get from Saturday's game, if the Texans defense does, Chris, what we expect it to do, basically on a week-in, week-out basis, is prove that there's really not a great quarterback that can take him down. If they can take down Justin Herbert, who a lot of people love, maybe gets a little bit too much praise nationally, but I think the guy's tough as hell. If they can, after shutting down Josh Allen twice in a calendar year and making it tough for Patrick Mahomes a couple of times in the last calendar year, and make Justin Herbert look mortal twice in a calendar year, I mean, we're talking about a defense that just needs the offense to not screw up to potentially go all the way through. If you can rely on this defense to shut down good quarterback after good quarterback, basically by default, then you're in great shape with the Texans going into the playoffs, even if you got some real questions about the offense.
Here's how I look at it. Here's what I equate it to. Or here's the question I'm going to ask. Can CJ Stroud and this Texans offense, can it be the New York Giants 07, 2011? Really 07, where they made that wild card run all on the road. Because they might have to go all on the road.
Right.
The Texans might. Yep. Can CJ Stroud be Eli Manning? Can they get hot? Because Eli, let's just be honest, he's never, regular season, he led the league in interceptions three times in his career. He threw a lot of interceptions. He's never been the best regular season quarterback. But when the postseason came around, especially those two runs, and I know, I'm sorry, you're a Patriot fan. I'm sorry. I know it's still probably a little raw.
He's smiling through the pain right
now. He is smiling through the pain. That's why I love this guy. He's still smiling through the pain, but I know it hurts, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, I booed David Dihiri when he was introduced at Syracuse University, the first game of the season. He's a Syracuse guy. I booed him. I don't care. Anyway, continue, Chris.
You boo. Everyone else is cheering, and you're booing.
There was barely anyone there, so he definitely heard that boo.
He knew.
He was like, oh, yeah, this loser's a Patriots fan. I beat his ass, and I was like, yeah.
Did he give an extra fist pump for you?
Probably. He loved it. Anyway, but to bring it back to what you were saying, no, can it be Eli Manning adjacent?
Eli Manning-esque. Though, because this defense, in my opinion, is just as good, if not better. Probably better. Like, statistically, probably better at this point than that Giants defense was. And that Giants defense was great.
Top to bottom, they were definitely better than that Giants defense. I think what that Giants defense is probably still a little bit better than the Texans at is that getting to the quarterback with just four guys.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Both those runs,
they
were very good
at getting to the quarterback. They did not
have to blitz. Right. And the Texans try to do that, but of late, it's not been as effective as it was to begin the season. Is that a reflection of some of the injuries that they have been dealing with, whether that's at the defensive line or if that's at linebacker? I don't know. What I do know is CJ Stroud is certainly capable of giving you as many moments as Eli Manning gave you, like, during those playoff
clutch
runs.
Moments, big
Manning,
moments.
Manning for I don't think Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer.
And really?
And people,
hot take.
People act like that makes me bitter.
No, it doesn't.
He had some great playoff runs. He had two times the great playoff runs of Joe Flacco. His regular seasons were
mediocre a lot of times.
There's no denying he had a great career, all things considered. Is he at that Hall of Fame level? I wouldn't go so far as to say that. But during those playoff runs, while the Giants defense deserves much of the credit, occasionally Manning would do something that was really impressive.
He made plays.
The David Tyree catch, he escaped. He was basically done for, and he somehow escaped a couple of Patriots pass rushers, throws it downfield. The other Super Bowl where he wins, he has that brilliant throw with his back against his own goal line down the left sideline to Mario Manningham. I don't know how the hell he fitted into that window.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud is capable of doing those things. Is he capable of doing that? Capable of doing that for 60 minutes for an entire football game in the playoffs? That remains to be seen.
Four times.
Right.
If they're the wild card, have to go on the road, Can he do it four times?
We all know he's capable of making plays.
That's not a question.
The frustration is the consistency, and the other frustration is sometimes it feels like he is not 100% buying into what this offense is calling on him to do.
Yeah.
You might think that the offense is calling on him to do things that aren't his strengths. You might be one of those people that looks at the Texans and thinks to you think to yourself, God, there's so much Patriots association. And I wouldn't blame you on that front, given the Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby era. You're looking at Nick Haley, you're looking at Nick Caserio, and you're thinking, man, this offense is underachieving, and I'm pointing the finger at these two guys for the reason that is the case. Fine, but can't really do anything about it right now. So CJ's got to play within the offense. And I really think it's about the occasional big play, but more importantly, not turning the football over. And for the most part, Stroud's been better of late at not turning the football over, where last year there were a little bit more than you would have liked.
And I think with this defense specifically, that is the most important part. If you don't turn, if this offense can just hold on to the ball, sustain drives, not turn the ball over, they're going to, I think they have a long run ahead of them. And by long run, I mean I can see them in the AFC title game. That's what I'm saying. Once they get into the playoffs.
I want to say that.
I'm not saying they're going to win it.
Yeah. Well, I want to say they can get there too, Chris. It's just they've never been there before. And
hey, there's always a first time for everything, right?
That's true. But having followed football in this city as long as I have.
Hey, I get it.
And
I,
everyone before too. You never expected to get there.
I understand.
1979 is the last time they were in an AFC championship game.
I get it.
Oilers-Steelers in the 1979, was it 1980 season? I forget. And that's where Mike Renfro got hosed on that call where he was clearly in bounds and replay did not exist. But even crappy 70s, 80s TV was able to catch it 2 feet down in the end.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, even me not growing up here, I remember, was it 92, the Bills comeback? Was it Frank Wright?
We don't say his name here.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Colin. You weren't even born, man. Stop.
Easy now. The trauma.
You weren't even born.
No, the trauma runs in your genes.
Apparently, yeah.
If you had somebody who suffered through that, like that's passed on to the next generation, for sure. Oh boy, what a rough one that was!
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't really hear you. I was.
He wasn't paying attention.
That's how you deal. That's how you handle the trauma of 35.
It's funny though, because he was giving me the stank eye anyway.
Yeah.
So you was already just looking at me funny.
Handle the trauma of what now?
Yeah. Colin, do you know what happened over the last 2 minutes?
I do.
He's busy, man.
He blocked out.
That's
what you gotta do. No. Listen, you gotta. Everyone's got to handle their own thing. And also, Colin's been here for 30 hours straight.
I have been here.
For a long time.
I've been here since 4.
God.
There's mason jars in there. Like, you know, he's just trapped in there. He's just trapped in that studio. Someone locked him in there and you know, against his will, and he's doing the Lord's work for us.
Yes.
The last couple of days.
Sean Pendergast would give me some, like, leftover rations.
rations.
Hey, here's some crackers. These are crackers for soup that we found in the break room. Here you go, Colin. Here you go, buddy.
Oh, we got crackers in there? I'm surprised.
It would be nice if we did.
Great.
Running low on coffee supplies, that's for sure. So, to bring it back to Texans Chargers tomorrow, I think the biggest thing that we could take away from this game, if the Texans shut down Justin Herbert again, like, what quarterback is going to actually challenge this Texans defense in the playoffs?
That's the thing.
Because to me, it would be, okay, if Justin Herbert learns from the last experience and gets better this time around, it would make sense. But I'm looking at Justin Herbert, and I'm wondering, is Justin Herbert going to be the first quarterback that can crack the Texans defense when Josh Allen still can't figure it out, and he's clearly the best quarterback in the game right now?
But here's the thing. We've seen, and I love Justin Herbert. I covered him when he was at Oregon, when I was out there in Portland. I've loved this game for a long time. But we've seen him not come through in these big moments for the Chargers. We've seen it. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that, as well as he's played this season, this Texans team could be the team, or one of the teams, to
have his number.
Shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They shut him down. 4 interceptions in that playoff game.
Yeah.
Herbert deserves a lot of credit for playing through. What? He broke his wrist on his non-throwing hand.
Yeah.
Basically 2 weeks ago. And he has been playing through it. I would imagine that would affect a little bit. Chargers are down 2 of their tackles. They've got all sorts of questions on their offensive line.
There's questions on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's questions on both sides.
That is true about the Texans.
On the line.
And here is the latest on that. Ariante Irisarri was back at practice yesterday, but Trent Brown is out. So we will see what the Texans do on their offensive line on Sunday. He's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Up next, the question of the day. Okay. It's Boxing Day.
Boxing Day is a British holiday where the lords and ladies of the manor would give their servants gifts out after they had had their gifts. It's usually the gifts they didn't want. See?
Oh, Lord, as an Irishman, I don't like those English.
Oh, I don't either.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not
kidding. It's a joke.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, I don't like the English. Just point blank. But hey! They've oppressed all my blood, the French, Canadian, and the Irish side. But since it is Boxing Day, okay, well, what are the gifts that you want to give back today? What's the least favorite present that you got today? You can vent with us, okay? We know that one of these gifts you didn't like. You can vent to us, 713-572-4610, about the gifts that you got you didn't like. Also, what's your favorite childhood present that you ever got to? You can be good cop, bad cop. You can be Scrooge. You can be Paul Gallant, or you can be, happy with what you got yesterday. He is Chris. I'm Paul. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee. In for John and Reggie in the Loop, Sports Radio 610 on a Football Friday, 713-572-4610. That's how you call, it's how you text. I have finally gotten text line access.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So we can finally see what the people are saying. If you were listening to Wednesday's show, we figured out, Chris and I, that to get text line access, we had to do a bunch of training that we hadn't done.
We got held up.
Right. So I did the training, and I really paid a lot of attention during this important training. I got access to it as of about 10 minutes ago. Do you guys want to know the first text that I saw? Oh, my God.
In response to the question of the day.
It's got to be ridiculous.
Least favorite Christmas present. From the 409, worst gift I got this week was given by 610 when they put Paul on the radio for the week.
Oh, no, they did not say that.
I love it. I love it.
They didn't say that.
I have missed you, text line. This is exactly what I knew I was going to get, and I come back.
Did they really say that?
They did, I swear.
Oh, my goodness.
From the 409. I'm not going to give out his full digits over the air, but we read the mean text. This was a staple of my time at Sports Radio 610. I loved mean text. I would read them on the air. I would take pictures of them and send it. People would say, Paul, stop doing this. It makes it seem like no one likes you. No, I think it's funny.
He loves it.
Send something mean.
Bring it on.
The only thing that you can get under my skin for is if you criticize basically my condo's popcorn ceiling or something really stupid and obscure like that. Well, I got under my skin. I was like, popcorn, I'll have you know that it would take me a long time to get rid of all the popcorn on the ceiling. Okay? That's why it's there. I bought it. It's a fixer-upper. Ah! Anyway. Least favorite. Gifts that you get Christmas time. Does anything beat socks? I've gained appreciation for socks.
Yeah, it's tough to beat socks.
Socks are pretty cool, though.
As a kid, socks are not cool.
No.
As a kid, you don't want socks. You want a video game. You want a toy. Whatever it may be. You don't want socks. And most kids don't want a book, like we talked about earlier.
Definitely don't want a book.
Don't want a book as a kid. Unless you're just one of those kids and, you know, you're a little different.
I mean, different. I mean, I got gifted a sports almanac when I was a kid.
Something like that, okay. Now,
I love that.
Maybe you don't pick it up, but yeah. Something like that you might be able to put to use a little bit. Do you still have it?
It's somewhere in like the attic.
So no.
It's
You ain't got it.
I want to go find it, though. I remember it being very interesting. I remember a few things.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. it's not going to be fun.
Socks. I would also say underwear is up there. You know, it's one thing when if you're a man getting underwear for your significant other, you know, if you get what I'm saying. But if
I have gotten underwear.
You have?
As an adult.
Okay.
From like a significant other.
Oh.
From a lady friend.
Oh.
I'll call it.
Okay. Did you ever wear it?
I may have modeled him a little bit.
Let's go. Congrats on the you know what, Skeeves.
Hey, you know.
Worst gift that you get for Christmas, 713-572-4610. Texter from the 713 says, clothes. Hate getting clothes because I buy my own. Got hand-me-downs and I was a kid. I don't want to wear somebody else's clothes from a resale shop or even new that somebody else picked out that I'm not going to wear. Another texter from the 408 says, clothes in general. Clothes can be nice, though. If you become a little metrosexual dandy like your boy here, who's become an obsessor of Hawaiian shirts. I mean,
yeah.
Girlfriend got me a Hawaiian shirt. She got me this sweater, you know?
Nice sweater. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't mind clothes anymore, but as a kid, yeah. I was like, give me... I
That's
want
another
Legos,
thing.
As Playmobiles a, and video games.
As a kid, you don't want clothes.
Nothing.
Now, as an adult, I'm fine with a... Not really a sweater guy, but a nice button-up polo shirt, something like that. You know, I'm fine with that as a kid. I mean, as an adult. As a kid, no. As a kid, I wanted video games.
Champslice says, my Champ sister Slice. Is big into what's trending in fashion and will get me clothes that have found new homes in Goodwill almost immediately. She doesn't
care
if gifts suck. You know what? Hey. The thrifting game is the thrifting game. Girlfriend loves doing the thrifting.
Okay.
She's a big fan of thrifting, and she will find me Hawaiian
women,
shirts.
A lot
like
of women
$3.
Are into that.
Yeah, oh, she's too into it.
I hear about it all the time. Yeah.
Way too into it. I'll
said way too into it.
Oh, yeah. I love her. She's the best. But she's got almost got a problem.
But, I mean, she's finding these things at a discount, though.
Yeah. But,
okay, well,
but,
I mean.
But after you find enough things at a discount.
That's true. It adds up. It adds up. Is it really a discount at that point? I got you.
So we could also do favorite Christmas presents. Champ Slice says favorite present ever, Nintendo 64. I would think for a lot of people our age, Chris, around our age, that first video game console that you got was usually the best one, the favorite gift.
I think mine was the I'm a few years older than you, but we're close there. Mine was the NES, the Nintendo.
Nintendo Entertainment
System. Yeah, so like late 80s or like probably 89-ish.
Yeah.
88, 89-ish. I was 5, 6 years old, somewhere in there.
That's the one that generally everyone had Duck Hunt, right?
Oh, yeah. Duck Hunt was big, man.
Duck Hunt was.
That little goofy-ass dog. Yeah.
He was that dog, honestly, the least supportive dog ever. Why are you laughing at me? Yeah, why are you laughing at me? Hey, dog, I have a gun. It's a video game gun, but I have a gun. Why are you laughing at me? I said, do your job and get the ducks.
Yeah, exactly. Don't laugh at me.
But that was a fun game.
I loved it.
The original Super Mario, too. That was
game. We're talking about classics here.
This was before, too, they had licensed sports teams and video games. So
yeah.
They had a lot of video games, but it would be, hey, here's a team from Boston, and they happen to be red, but they're not the Red Sox. The baseball game that they had for Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah. Well, now, Tecmo Bowl, though, had the license.
That was one of the few ones, though. For a lot of the sporting games, at least in the late 80s, early 90s, didn't have the licensing at all. So it was just randos.
Everyone remembers how unstoppable Bo Jackson was.
But people don't remember how unstoppable Barry Sanders was. I was just playing Lions in that game.
But Bo Jackson was it. He was powerful and fast.
If you played as the Raiders, everyone thought you were an a-hole.
Yeah, you just do this. You go up and down. Cheating. You just go the zigzag up and down the screen.
Yeah.
What was that basketball game where... I don't know, Family Guy made a trope about it, like a corner three. Like the corner three was glitched or something. Like
it might have been Arch Rivals.
I don't know. Someone on the text line or, you know, 713-572-4610 can help me out on here. But yeah, it was like a glitch where you do fadeaway corner three and it would just make every time. I don't know if that was just a Family Guy thing or if that's an actual real life thing. I could be wrong. Because in that same episode, they did the whole Barry Sanders thing where you can just run him around the whole field for a whole quarter and then score at the end.
Yeah. That was Tecmo Bowl. You can do that. You can definitely do that.
I really want to actually play it. Like not an app on the phone.
Oh, you mean like
I want to actually experience it.
Do you have an Xbox? Because I know Xbox you can download old games.
Not an Xbox guy.
Yeah, I've always been a PlayStation guy.
Yeah.
I don't play it much anymore, but yeah.
Always been
PlayStation.
Hated the PlayStation controllers. Favorite gifts, worst gifts. Question of the day, Sports Radio 610. Yeah, I hate the analog sticks in the middle. No, it's barbaric.
I love it.
It's barbaric.
So, were you an Xbox guy?
Xbox and GameCube.
See,
yeah.
For me, Xbox, it was too bulky. The controller.
Oh, the meat stick is what me and my friends called it. But then they made the controller smaller. It was a problem at first. You're right. I didn't like it either.
Yeah.
The first couple of times I played Halo, I was like, I'm 12. My hand.
Hey, what is this?
I'm prepubescent. This is too. This controller is too big for me. What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
But then they made them a little bit smaller, and the rest was history. One of the favorite gifts I got, and I found out about it because I was snooping. I was snooping in my dad's.
Ooh, I got one of those too.
Snooping in my dad's closet. I was curious. All right, am I going to get what I wanted? Because I wanted a GameCube.
I'm going to get what I want.
I wanted a GameCube.
You're one of those people.
Yep, and I got caught. My dad is so obsessive compulsive that he noticed that I moved the gifts a little bit. And
wow, just a little bit, and he noticed.
Yeah, he noticed. He noticed right away. And the way that I defended myself, this was during a rather turbulent time in my life, the way that I kind of flipped it back on him, I was like, well, you bought gifts from me for your girlfriend.
Whoa.
It's not my mom.
Oh,
easy. So I actually didn't mind.
It just got dark.
I didn't mind. I was like, okay, well, he's doing something thoughtful for me. But I was like, well, I'm gonna use this against you.
So you actually said
please
that?
Please don't take my GameCube back. Yes.
Hey, Paul's a beast, man.
No, I was a little bastard.
How old were you?
Still am. I was 13, 14 years
old.
Okay.
Yeah. You were entering that rebellious stage anyway.
The bleephead years are generally, I would imagine, when your kids are in middle school, right?
Like, yeah, because I was kind of a handful in middle school.
Paul's life mantra is don't give a bleep.
Bleep you.
That's his life mantra right there.
But I do care. I do. I constantly feel guilty about things. Like now, there's that moment right there. I'm wrong.
You feel bad about it, huh?
Yeah, I shouldn't have done
like,
that.
Like, man, I was an
a-hole. I was being an ass.
More Texan favorite gift back in the day. People were talking about the video games that they got. Double Dribble's the video game, Colin, that I think you
there
were
we go.
About.
It is, yeah, Double Dribble. There we go.
The Fadeaway 3 all day worked every single time. Interesting. Someone just texted Paul eats corn the long way. I don't even know what that means.
Wait, what?
That's a funny diss.
It's a innuendo.
Yeah, it sounds like one.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
Not going to say because.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, no.
No. Well, we didn't need
to. We don't want to have to dump you, Colin.
Sorry about that, everybody. I went over my head. Texter, worst gift I got for Christmas. My wife gave me advice for Christmas. Dude, come on.
Cold-blooded.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
It probably was bad advice.
I wonder what kind of advice it was.
Hey.
Favorite gifts.
I'm thinking of something, but I'm not going
to
say it.
Oh, I kind of want you to say it now. Least favorite gifts as well. That's the question of the day. 713-572-4610. That was the question of the day. Now the music is done, and that is our sign
It is time to move to around the National Football League.
Yeah.
Texans-Chargers tomorrow. Huge game. But what are the other big games, the important ones that affect the Houston Texans both tomorrow and on Sunday? We'll line them all up for you around the NFL's next day.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.